Hello and welcome to the 100 Year Real Estate Investor. My name is Gino Barbaro, co-founder of Jake and Gino, and this show is dedicated to personal financial engineering. Today's guest is Roberto Sembiante. He's a former Special Operations Navy diver, current Jake and Gino student, and a commercial real estate specialist in Virginia. On deployment in 2019, he discovered how real estate investing could change his life and decided to dive in headfirst. Seeing the potential to leverage whole life in multifamily real estate, Roberto purchased his first policy in December of 2021. Welcome to the show, Roberto.
Thank you, Gino. Appreciate it. Happy to be here.
This is going to be a lot of fun, Roberto. First of all, just tell the listeners out there, how old are you?
I'm 24.
Still 24 years old. Yeah. So you're investing, buying whole life policies, getting into commercial real estate. How did you get attracted to investing in yourself, number one, and investing in assets?
Well, investing first began on a deployment. I was on a sub. It was supposed to be for about 14 days. And about 45 days into that really short trip, I wasn't a big reader, but I decided that I had to read a book because I had nothing else to do. And Rich Dad, Poor Dad fell out like the Holy Bible from the library locker. And it made me realize that was a way how to make a lot more money. It was actually a little bit of a competitive vibe because my girlfriend, she's a construction engineer and was making a lot of money at that time too. And being in the Navy, it's not like we don't make a lot of money, but this is a way for me to be able to be the breadwinner rather than not. So that's essentially what inspired it.
Wow. And give me an idea of how are you underwater for so long? How does that feel? I mean, like myself, to be somewhere for 45 minutes, I would go nuts. How was it being under there for that long length of period of time?
It's not necessarily the easiest. However, I can credit the majority of my older sensations that I have in life, the fact that I'm buying whole life policies at such a young age, the fact that I don't go out too much anymore and I've kind of dialed in my life, is because of having that solitude, being able to be by myself with my thoughts, reading books, writing journals, and things like that that are able to progress me further. Those hard times are usually where you're able to progress further in your life than if you're nice, posh on the couch, scrolling through social media. So,
well, it's called growth mindset, and it's called making yourself uncomfortable. And all of a sudden, you're uncomfortable for 45 days. You could do one of two things. You can really complain and quit, or you can say, how does this serve me, and where's the opportunity from, I guess, the current problem that I'm in? I love that. How did you hear of whole life? Where did a young person just pop up and go, I'm going to buy a policy?
So I wasn't that person. I wasn't that intelligent that it just popped up in my brain. The first event I went to in Jake and Gino was in Atlanta in 2020, late 2020, around November timeframe. And you were speaking about it. They brought people in and it made sense to me. However, had to do my due diligence, had to make sure that I wasn't just, getting into something that I didn't know enough about. So I spoke to my family about it. And turns out that my mom had had a whole life policy. My mom's been a broker out in New Jersey, northern New Jersey, for the past 25 years now. And she had a normal 9-to-5 that she was only earning about 25 grand at. So being a foreign mother coming here, that was kind of all that she could make. So the ability for her to just stop working and then be able to do real estate full-time as an agent wasn't necessarily an option for her. However, she had about $100,000, $120,000 in her whole life that she's had since she was in her mid-20s. Now she was able to utilize her whole life that she had for about the first year until she gained traction on the agency side of things. So as soon as my mom told me that, I know that I'm in the Navy and I like having tertiary plans and being able to have that sum of money to utilize. It just made sense. And I decided that I was going to go for it from there.
When did you find out she had the whole life policy?
I remember I came home and she's probably told me about it before. I know mothers tell their sons and daughters everything all the time. And sometimes things enter and then sometimes things don't. So she's probably planted the seed earlier in my life, but I asked her after hearing about it at a Jake and Gino event.
The reason why I ask you that is it's important for everybody who's listening right now. You're young, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Go and ask your parents or any family members, do you have whole life? And you may be shocked and saying, wow, because every year over $1 billion of death benefit insurance goes unclaimed in this country. Life insurance companies don't have the obligation to pick up the phone and say, hey, Roberto, your mom passed away. Here's her death benefit. You need to know this. And it's really, really important. And the fact that Roberto found out his mom had it and he used the word due diligence, he wasn't just taking Jake and Gino's word or 100 years' word. He actually went and spoke to somebody and how they utilize it. His mom wasn't chasing a return. His mom was using it as a safety blanket and also to leave Roberto money when she passes away. It's legacy as well. Those two components, having the safety, that opportunity cost. Now, if you can go back and ask your mom, hey, mom, if you didn't have that, where would you be right now, mom? What would she say to you?
Oof, we'd be in a much, much different place. My mom, lovely lady, very kind, also has a South African accent. So on the sales side, it works out great. So she wasn't really able to utilize that as an admin over on a travel agency. That's where she was beforehand, and that's where we still would have stayed, and that's probably where my dad would still work now, and that's, you know, maybe my trajectory would be different, because all I heard about growing up was real estate. So that seed was planted early, and I can dedicate that all to the whole life.
I love that
ability.
So that, once again, if you're out there listening, make sure that any family member has it, and ask them why they did it, because success leaves clues. I mean, people who are successful in life do different things. People who listen to the 100 Year, who are part of the Jake and Gino community, are open. When you first come in, you're like, well, what's whole life all about? Why would I be doing that? Well, you have the dual asset strategy. You're investing in real estate. You want to also have protection. You want to have, you know, the guaranteed returns. You want to have the safety, maybe the anonymity of money going in there and the government not knowing about it. There's so many different features, and it works so well for anybody, whether you're really young or you're older, for estate planning, whatever that looks like, it's always an amazing asset to own. How are you planning on utilizing your whole life policy?
So the first time I had it, I still had my portfolio. I went full cycle on a single family portfolio. That's where I started. And now that I'm full-time in brokerage, I was able to take those returns. But in the beginning, I utilized it for a CapEx budget. To be able to have that money in there that's going to be building a lot more than it's sitting in a bank account is way smarter than going the bank account route. So I wanted to have that. And then also, I like to have different plans, because as I learned in the Navy, plan one doesn't usually always work. So having tertiary plans behind is a way that I utilized it before. Now, I've sold my portfolio. So what am I using it for? Is specifically that if I need to pull chocks, as we say in the Navy, essentially we need to abandon ship and go somewhere else, I can. I can because of the ability to borrow money from an account that I'm going to be able to accrue more value from. So it's not just taking money and spending it and being gone. I'm able to utilize that for the long term. That's what I really, really like about it at the moment.
I'm just trying to picture you being in the Navy, having to abandon ship and take another plan. And I think the quality of your life really depends about the quality of the options that you have. Is that fair to say about what you're talking about? You have that option of, well, I'm building wealth for the long term. I've got my protection. I'm thinking about my legacy, even though I'm not married yet, but I know I want to do that. And people who plan properly usually are very, very successful. You're building the wealth on the one hand for the long term, but in the short term, the intermediary, hey, a hot water boiler goes, I don't have the money to fix it, I can pull it out of my whole life policy. That is awesome. You know, as you go forward, I want you to share the story of, you know, joining the community, but even like how things have changed for you. And now all of a sudden, you're not only talking about investing in the real estate, you're building a brokerage and you're looking down that route. Can you share that story with us?
Yeah, so I didn't really plan on ever going to brokerage. My mom had done it for a long time, so I was semi-familiar with the topic. I was more on the investment side. I started with single families. Long story cut short, as we all know, if you're listening to this, scaling bigger properties is easier than scaling single families. So that's why I joined Jake and Gino. On the multifamily side, it was an easy stepping stone from single family. It just made sense. Now, in commercial, there's some things that you just don't know that you don't know. And if you are able to have a mentor and get the education to know those things, that will make you an actual player in the field. You might not have to close deals, but you could sound like you can, rather than somebody who's coming off the street, reading one book, going on one form, and acting like they know everything. From that standpoint and having that knowledge, I was able to build beneficial relationships with brokers in my market. Even though I wasn't purchasing deals, I was able to speak with them, keep on connecting with them, going out to different events to make sure that I had good relations with them. Coming out of the Navy, all of them found out, and some of them had the ability to say, hey, you want to know what, Rob? I know that you know what you're talking about, and yes, you are very specialist in the multifamily side. Why don't you come work with me, and I'll teach you a little bit more about different things like industrial, hospitality, land development, etc., and then you can go build the production on our teams, and you could also invest on the side for your multifamily. And it kind of just made sense for me, and that all was opened up from being able to have a mentor and have that education to get me in the door.
And I love also, like, if you run into a hard time, I know you say you're closing four deals, but those $4 million, you're saying that's going to take a little while for that to transpire, the next 3 to 6 months. You have that safety with the whole life policy that if I need to borrow the money, short term, I can borrow it out. I can use it for any expenses. When I get my nice commissions, put some back in, repay the loan, yep. And I've got money to play with. So that's great. My last question to you, how has long-termism, your outset on long-term thinking changed since you joined the community or even like when you're getting out of the Navy? Because someone young starting out in the Navy, I don't think looking back 4 or 5 years ago, you would think you'd be in the same place that you are right now. You probably wanted to be a career Navy person. And how everything changed. And now all of a sudden, the Navy is great. It instills discipline and instills so many great virtues and values. One of them is not entrepreneurism for a lot of people because it's very difficult. It's got to be structured. You're a chain of command. You have to be told what to do. Sometimes thinking outside the box may be a little bit difficult for somebody in the military. How have you been able to like instill that long-termism in yourself? How has that manifested itself and changed over the course of your career?
Well, first of all, the exponential growth curve that you're going to see between entrepreneurism and the long-termism of that compared to the Navy is a very drastic J curve compared to a standard increase. So that's one way that I was like, all right, you want to know what? Maybe retiring at 39 is a little bit too late. Maybe I can retire a little bit earlier. And I kind of set on the number of 27. Now I plan on being able to retire, essentially do whatever I want after 27. And that was able to be brought from knowing that I can build wealth utilizing things like whole life, utilizing things like multifamily investments, utilizing my knowledge to be able to go into sales, to be able to have no cap and no limits. And then to be able to also realize that you don't necessarily need to do the status quo of what everyone else does. And that's in both realms, right? So on the Navy side, do the 20, maybe become an officer, and then be in for 35. That is the Navy's way of doing things. And in entrepreneurism, sometimes people just go and go and go until there's no end, which by all means, I'm all for. However, from realizing what I realized getting out of the Navy, I know that if I just want to accumulate a decent amount of wealth to be able to, suffice me, my family, and my extended family, good. And then after that, I'm able to pull chocks, travel, and be able to have different tertiary monies to be able to hold me over, different cash flows, different accounts, and things like that.
There's a reason why God made me pull this book off the shelf today. It's called The Psychology of Money. And for some reason, I brought it in today. I said, I'm going to want to do some more research. I read it once, and I would recommend it to everybody. And what Rob is really talking about, he's talking about his relationship with money. He, at such a young age, he understands the question that they ask in the book. We all need to ask ourselves, how much is enough? I wish Bernie Madoff had asked himself that question. He probably wouldn't have ripped off. He was already super successful before he even Ponzi'd out. And that is really your relationship with money. That's what happens with people when they talk about whole life and they talk about it's such an emotional thing. Really what it comes down to, if you want to be a successful person and create wealth, you have to accumulate assets. And whole life is one of those assets. Multifamily real estate is another asset. Building a business, what Roberto's doing right now, creating systems, scalability, leverageability is another asset. We need all of these tools in the toolbox, as we like to say. And I would recommend, the book was amazing. I'm reading the book and I'm seeing so many aha moments, like my relationship with money, the scarcity mindset early on. And then myself, the same thing. When I was looking at whole life, I'm like, well, it feels like an expense to me because I'm putting money away in this policy. I don't really see it. It's going away and I don't really have a return. And that was my scarcity mindset. When I look back 5 years later, I'm like, oh, I'm glad I put that money away because it's still here and it's growing. So that relationship with money and reading the book and saying, wow, for me, it's not really about making money as much as it is creating opportunity and creating impact. And I know from that, from the abundance mindset, the more I do that, the more money I will make. Whereas when I was working at the restaurant or just starting out, I was focused just on the money. And that's why I think as entrepreneurs and people who want to create wealth, it does take time. And it can be pretty boring. Whole life is pretty boring, but you're not going to create wealth from just the whole life policy. You're going to hold your wealth in there. You're going to hold the safety, the security, the long-termism in there. And whenever you need to actually access it, like your mom did to start the business, or like I did when I bought my first duplexes, or when you did when you needed to fix the CapEx roof, the money is there. And when you don't have to scrounge around and you have that autonomy to say, you know what, I have the option of using it. It's there. I don't need it, but the option's there. Man, that makes a person really happy. That's what really, really leads to happiness, to say, I can start this business. I have a little bit of a comfort zone. Can you imagine your mom not being able to do that and still doing what she was doing? It would be a completely different life. Rob, where can the listeners get a hold of you? Websites, you want to throw out a phone number? I'd love to get all that out to the listeners.
You can get a hold of me at 201-723-1198. Also on LinkedIn, Rob Sembiante, Instagram, Rent Ready Rob. Also, I'm a part of Exit Realty. I'm an agent there. If you just shoot a message out to Exit Realty Central, you'll be able to get a hold of me.
That is awesome. Any final words for the listeners before you sign off?
Just make sure you have a plan on what you're doing, and being able to stick with that plan, even if it's boring, in the long run will pay off.
I love that. Great advice from a 24-year-old who most people would say, whole life for a 24-year-old? Why would you do that? Whole life insurance. Life insurance is for your entire life. It's not just for your death. And that's what I've learned over the last 20-something years. Proper planning, like Roberto said, if you've got to abandon ship, well, you have plan B. It's so important. Everyone, go out there. Go to 100YearREI.com, 100YearREI.com, if you want to have more information about how whole life can fit into your plan. Roberto, thanks for being on the show. I really enjoyed this show. And let's stay connected, my friend. Thanks.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me.
Take care.